Parshas Vayakel, we find basically three times in the Torah a hakel, where not only the elders, not only the males, all Bnei Yisrael, including the women, gather together. And we can split up in this way. The Vayakel here is the Kedusha Hashem that they're gathering together. The highest level of Kedusha, Bolam Azeh, the Ashrayat Hashchina in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, they are all gathered to show the importance, to show how each one is important. Each one of Bnei Yisrael, men, women, children, no matter what. And the second one, Kedoshim to you, in Parshas Kedoshim, as we find they were gathered together there, all of them. And that was the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael themselves. Whereas Rashi explains from Chazal, because Rov Gufei Torah are explained in that Parsha. The majority of the essentials of the Torah are said there, and therefore, as the Pasuk says there, Kedoshim to you ki Kedoshani. You have to follow our fathers, Avinu Malkeinu's ways, as he is Kadosh, Shabakdoshim, infinite holiness. We have to do our best to be our highest level of holiness, to follow his ways, his will. And therefore they were gathered together, all of them again, that they must hear it themselves, and that they know that the chashivas of each one is so important. Because if even one of them doesn't reach its potential, so a Klal Yisrael affected. And therefore, so to speak, this in by Vayakel was a preparation of the Ashrayas Hashchina to understand the kind of Kedusha that was about to happen, and Kedoshim that we have to understand how we have to be our level of Kedusha in order to have that amongst us, the Ashrayas Hashchina, and to continue it. And then the third one would be Hakel, the mitzvah of Hakel, as we know, once every 7 years, the Melech would gather all Bnei Yisrael, men, women, children, in order to hear when he leaned Chumash Dvarim, which is a basic overview of the Chumashim, of the Torah. And we can consider that like a booster shot, that they should understand and make sure, be inspired to keep the level of Kedusha so that they don't lose any of the beautiful things that they can acquire and receive if they listen to Hashem. And of course, Har Sinai was something else, so to speak. The Kabbalah Satorah, we all understand how everyone was gathered together for that. And then the next pasuk says, "Sheishisim enteosem lachov v'yom ashvi'i elachem kodesh, Shabbat Shabbaton Hashem." And Rosh Hashiva explains that one of the reasons we can understand and see why it is that 6 days we can say is a mitzvah saseh to work, so to speak, and the seventh day the Shabbos, because think of it, if you don't work any of the other days, then you degrade chas v'sholom, and lose the essence, the importance, the chashivas of Shabbos. Manishtana Shabbos any other day of the week. That's one of the reasons we can say is this for the 6 days of Melacha. Even for a Talmud Chacham, to write his Torah, whatever it is, Baruch Hashem, that's his work. You should all be zeicher to that, the highest levels. And the next pasuk says that lo sevar eish b'chol moshavoseichem. You shall not kindle a fire on Shabbos. And of course, as Rashi brings the machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's l'chalik yotzos or l'lav yotzos, we have to understand though, why is eish singled out more than any of the other 38 malachos of Shabbos? And again, the Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains beautifully that we can say one pshat is to show the importance of Havara especially. As we know, one of the reasons for the Hadlokas HaNeros for Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. In order that there should be light, no machloikis, as we can understand what can occur if there's darkness, one tripping over one of the others and so many other problems. And therefore, this is singled out to show that how important it is. The basis of the Torah, Hashem's name is Shalom. The Mishnah says, "Lo matakash baruch hu kli mazik bracha yosmin shalom." As we understand, you can have all the brachas, and if you don't have peace, ruchnius, gashmius, you have nothing. Chas v'shalom. It's as if you have nothing. You can't enjoy it. All the other brachas. Pasuk says, to be complete, to be at peace, that is the essence. Birchas Kohanim ends with the Brach of Shalom because of this. So that's why we can understand why it's singled out. And on a Pashas level also, you can understand in order to prepare for Shabbos and everything, the basics, to have her onig, Shabbos, you have to cook. You have to use the fire. So that is why it's such a basic melacha. And because of this reason, it is singled out. Whether it's l'chalik yotzis or l'lav yotzis, to show you of all of them, why it would be the least as far as any onish. And in Pasuk K it says, Kechume etchem truma l'Hashem. Rosh Hashiv explains, what is meyetchem? Telling us, so we can say, it is to take from us the fact that we have to understand, as we learned in Parshas Truma, V'yichuli Truma, L'shem Hashem, it has to be totally L'shma, no ulterior motives. So we have to work on ourselves, take from ourselves that Yetzahara, work on it, that it should be pure motives, that it should be L'Hashem. And one of the ways that we have to work on it is the fact, like when someone gives tzedakah, one can look at it as, oh, see, I'm helping out that other individual. I should get a lot of credit for that. Like it's a handout. But that's not the ideal. As Chazal say, more than what you give the ani gives you in the schar, the schus of the mitzvah. And more so, that is the Ani's money. So to speak, Hashem gives it to you as a deposit and for safekeeping. So the Ani actually shouldn't feel not choshev, especially from the giver. And a ben benoy shel kal v'chomer here, when we're donating to the Mishkan, a ben benoy shel kal v'chomer, everything is from Hashem. There's no handouts here. That's one of the things we have to work on, the k'chumei etchem, to be able to give a true truma for Hashem. In Pasuk Tetzvav, it mentions to make the Mizbach HaKtores, and it says Shem HaMishcha V'HaKtores HaSamim. The Chole, it's out of place, the order. The K'tores HaSamim goes with the Mizbach HaKtores V'Chayra more than the Shem HaMishcha. Sure, was anointed with the oil, the Shem HaMishcha, but what goes together that's needed for the Mizbeach Torahs, what it was used for, the Torahs HaSamim. So why is it mentioned Shem HaMishcha before? So Rosh Hashiva Shlit explains that what the Torah is wanting to show here is, as we explain in Kisisa, the Shem HaMishcha is a catalyst for that which was anointed with it. If the person doesn't have that Kedusha on his own to choose to do the right thing, you can pour all the oil in the world and it won't help. As we know, Rachman Lassan, Sam Kohanim, in Tanakh, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, were not so proper. And that's what it's showing here. That the Shem HaMishcha, which ideally is to bring out the best of that person which he chooses to have, that has to be before the aktora of the Ketores. Ketores HaSamim, that's for the Mizbeach Ketores, if it's not properly brought by the proper Kohen, is not worth at all what it should be. And for the same reason, it's mentioned that you see, it's called in Pasuk Kaf Ches Hashomen of the Shem HaMishcha, and Hashomen is the same letters as Neshama. To bring out this point also, that it brings out the Ruchnius to a greater degree. Why? Because, as we said, the person has to decide himself to be the right way, to choose the Eitz HaTov instead of the Eitz HaHara. And he has to do his utmost, the Chol Kocho V'Nafsho, to be the Tzaddik that Hashem wants him to be. And once he does that, but that comes first, then the Siyata Dishmaya will bring out unbelievable that his abilities naturally would not seem to be that way, but now the Neshama, the Ruchnius, will be added that he didn't even have before. And not a gift in a way that not deserved. It's deserved because he put his utmost to be the right kind of tzaddik that Hashem wants him to be. Then Hashem will add exponentially greater and greater ruchnius in him. Which of course, once you have the ruchnius, totally you will have all the gashmius, the infinite bracha is there also. And that's true without the Shem HaMishcha also, when we don't have it. That's an axiom that we see many times in Tanakh, that if the person chooses to do the right thing, then he will be increased exponentially the abilities that he didn't have naturally by Hashem for the best efforts that he puts in to do the right thing. Then it says in Pasuk of Beis, V'yavo anoshim al anoshim. The al, as Rashi explains, can be learned that they were subordinate, so to speak, to the Noshim. The Noshim were at the forefront in this giving to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan. As we know, by the Egel Azav, the Noshim refused to give any of the jewelry. And the men, though, did give, Rachman Litzlan. And now, the Noshim are again at the forefront. Here, they gladly gave all their jewelry that they would give for the Mishkan. And bringing along the men to encourage them that they shouldn't make the same mistake ever again. And this is what should be given, their monies, their wealth. And we see how unbelievable the tzidkis of the Noshim, as the Gemara says, Bishvil Noshim Tzidkaniyos, they were nigel, the Bnei Yisrael, from Mitzrayim. And as you see, at the end of the parasha, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, when it says, for the kior, laver, that the women came to give their mirrors. And at first Moshe Rabbeinu was hesitant, accepted, because we know in general what the mirrors are used for. But then Hashem said, Adarabba, 100%. In fact, these were one of the things that the Bnei Yisrael used so beautifully in the Mitzrayim to encourage the men not to give up, that even with the Shibud, they should still procreate, have children, because there will be a Geula, and there has to be people to be Nigolim. And therefore, they had these beautiful kavanas to continue Am Yisrael. And as Rosh Hashiva points out, we can even see a remez in the Lashon itself. Bamaros can be said by the letters to Ba Tamar. Just as Yehuda with Tamar, as we know, had the Nishmadik intentions to be a part of Am Yisrael, the future. That was her whole reason for the Maisa with Yehuda and Tamar. So that was the Remez here too. So also her descendants, the Nishay Yisrael of this time, had these same beautiful kavanas. And Laniyaz Daitib can also add, also in this, that the letters can also be spelled as Be'or Tam, with the light of Tam, Tamimus, Yaakov Ish Tam, wholehearted, pure, straight, not Echad Bepeh V'Echad Belev. Another showing of the greatness of the Nishei Yisrael. You see, in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph, says V'chol Ish Chacham Lev. And actually before also, in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud, said also in the singular, whereas in Parshas Tetzaveh, in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Gimel, it says in the plural, Chachmei Lev. Also, it would appear that we would think the manager of all, the boss of all, would be mentioned first, the overseer. And then would be mentioned the subordinates. Whereas here we see it, we see, as we just said, that in Perek Lamed Hei, it mentions the Kol Chacham Lev, and Bezalel, the overseer of all, is mentioned afterwards, at the beginning of Shlishi. So the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, the Moshe Zatzal in Dorash Moshe, explains that what we are being taught here and shown here is the fact how, first of all, that's the way it was, the Mitzias, the credit given to these Chachmei Lev, and also the way it has to be. That one has to look at it, even if they're in a group, but they have to think of it as if they're the only ones, that the whole job hinges on them, not to depend on others, that, okay, if I don't do it, they'll do it. As the Gemara says in Eirat and Dav Gimel, that Kededa the Beishutva Lachamim and Lachriva doesn't get literally hot or cold. In general, if you have more than one person involved in a project, there's a big problem that can occur. Each one feels, okay, I could be lax, the other one will take care of it. It's not the proper way though. And that's what it's showing here. That even though they were in a group, but each one should and did feel that he had to do his utmost to do the best job possible, not to rely on anyone else. In Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet and Tezvav, we see that it mentions twice L'Aseis Es HaShulchan, by the Tabos and by the Baden. Why isn't once enough? So Rosh Hashiva Shlit explains that what the Torah is pointing out by doing this is to show that everything that is involved in the job to be done is very true way, in a very true way, of equal importance. Because without the one, you can't do the other one. You can't do it without one or the other one. And that's what it's showing here also. One might think, what's the ikar here? The holes for the poles that carry the shulchan? Or the poles themselves? One could look at it, the poles are the ikar. Without that, that's how you're holding it up. But the truth is, without the rings, you can't hold up the shulchan either. As you have a machine, it could be the most complicated machine in the world, and one screw missing, forget about it. It won't work. And that one screw is just as important as any part, other part of the machine. And that's what it's teaching us here. The same thing with people of the world doing the Ritzon Hashem. Everyone is important, as we said many times, to fulfill the will of Hashem to the utmost. Each of us has to realize our fullest potential. And no matter what that is, in the true sense of Olam HaEmes, it's of equal importance. Sure, some people are the general, some people are the private, sergeants, whatever it might be. But if the person was capable only of becoming a private, that's what Hashem chose for him in his life, and he does that to the best of his ability, in Olam HaEmes forever after. This world is only how many years? No matter what, 1,000 years even, which we don't live that anymore. Al Pi Teva. What is that as far as eternity, where they will all be equal? And that's the same point as in Pasuk Tes Zayin. Ves menaki yosa ves haktsavos. Those were the poles and rods for the lechem aponim. One was horizontal between each set of lechem aponim to keep that one shouldn't lean way on the other one to ruin it, and as far as keeping it fresh as possible. And the same thing with the vertical rods between each row. And the fact that it's in a different order when it's mentioned before in Truma, the Ksavos before Benakios, to show the same point again, that each is of equal importance. And we have to understand, actually, we can ask, why need them at all? Why do we need them at all? As we know, Apiteva, it would never have lasted to be as fresh as we know it was through a nes, one of the nisim in the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, that they were, for more than a week, they were as fresh as can be, as when they first were baked. So if that was true, why make them at all? Why use them at all? But as we pointed out other times also, that is to teach us that ain't something on this. We can't rely on a miracle like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis. We have to do everything in our power, Alpiteva, whatever it is, to do Ritzayin Hashem to the best of our ability. And that's the only way a nes is possible. If a nes has to happen anyway, then it will happen. Because we did all in our power to do what we had to do. That's why here also. We have to do everything alpiteva to make it that the bread should be fresh and not get moldy, not get ruined. And then whatever is needed after, what's not in our power, Hashem will fill in. Just as we mentioned before, along the same lines of the Shemen HaMishcha. As long as we do everything in our power, it has to be done, whether Ruchnius or Gashmius. That's what Hashem wants from us. Then the Nisan, or whatever has to be after that, will click in. It's up to us to ensure that click happens. We see it in Tanakh also, as Rosh Hashanah points out, by Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel, when he had to put him in the den of lions, and he ordered, because he liked Daniel, he ordered that they put over the large stone over the den so nobody should shoot arrows inside and killing Daniel as that in that way. So we could, in a way, laugh. You're putting him in a den of lions, you're going to get killed anyway. What are you accomplishing with something like that? You're sending him, so to speak, as they say, to the lions. But that's it. Even though Nebuchadnezzar knew the situation called for him being thrown to the lions on his orders, but he knows that whatever has to be done, even Nebuchadnezzar understood that. Maybe from Daniel himself, he learned well that you still have to do whatever you can to prevent anything that shouldn't happen. And once you do that, whatever is needed, as Rashi explains from Chazal, will be done for you. And as we see in Chumash also, by the daughter of Paro, Basio, the daughter of Paro, by the Maisa, where she sees Moshe Rabbeinu in the river, and she stretches out her hand, and a miracle happens, and it stretches beyond her capability, to be able to fetch Moshe Rabbeinu. So they arose, so she saw that she could not possibly reach it from where she was. What is the point of her doing that? But she understood this also. She has to try to the best of her ability anyway to save that baby. And once she does that, Sartu Hashem, if the miracle should happen, it will happen. And therefore, it did happen. The gematria that Rosh Hashanah has in the parasha is for the women, as we mentioned before, because of them, Bnei Israel were redeemed. But of course, by the Bris HaMitzvah, we see that it was a decree for 400 years, tops anyway. But Bitzchusam, one of the reasons why it was lessened was because of them, to 210 only. And we see that in the gematria of Noshim is 400. Because of them, that 400 years of the decree for exile was shortened. Yet Hashem, men, women, and everyone should be zochet to reach the highest madrigas to bring our exile to an end.